Ken, it's a tough night.
That's frustrating, but you look at it, we have great plenty of chances. But it definitely is a frustrating night at home now.
Obviously very glum dressing room.
The boys have been disappointing, you know, but here it's less than a defeat. You know, we have a point out of it, but there it is disappointing because we should have got three points out of it from the chances we've created. And the young lads, they're going to learn from it, what they've seen there and everything. So we just have to bounce on now, this slide next week.
Glad to get the point out of it, but I mean, it's always a shoulda, woulda, coulda match. I mean, you chances for 5 or 6 goals easy.
We created that in the first half, you know, so we just have to try and bounce at it now next week against Sligo and hit them here at home. It's possibly going to be a tougher game, but here it's just bounce the next one and hope to God, we try and get 3 points out of it.
You said about the young players getting something from it, and it's a great experience for them.
Oh, it is definitely. You know, you have Jack Malone on the bench. He's flying with the younger lads. Like you have Big Mark McChrystal coming in from them. Like they're learning of him every week, you know, since he came in. But you just have to keep going and going and going and just don't be feeling sorry for ourselves and just push on it. It can be frustrating for us, you know, like another team will come up and set up the way they did in the ring. But I'd say, like, we had many chances there in the second half, first half. Like we could have put them to bed early, so it's frustrating again. But we can't be feeling sorry for ourselves. We have to move on now to Sligo. I don't know what way it is. You know, it's it could be mindset for some people, but here it's not in our changing room, so it's not. So it's like we have to get that out of our heads. Come on now again tomorrow and Sunday and get ready again for Sligo next Friday night. You know, it's a massive one for us here, and we hope we get the crowd back again for us and keep us positive and bounce back at it.
Peter, you were a spectator most of the night. You made a few saves, but I mean, they never really troubled you greatly.
No, it was pretty quiet night for me, which I'm not used to of late. You know, there's been a few chances for other teams, but they didn't really create much. I thought the back four dealt pretty comfortably with whatever UCD threw at us.
Must be a huge disappointment in the dressing room. Everybody's kind of low key in any of the answers that we're getting from players, but it must be really frustrating because the chances alone in that last 20 minutes must have been 8 or 10 really good chances.
Listen, the boys are, you know, they're on a low. But as you say, all the chances that we created, yeah, I suppose the positive in that is we created the chances. You know, on another day we could have 6, 7, 8, 9 goals, you know, but listen, that's what happens in football. You know, if we take one of those chances, it's a different feeling.
Spoke earlier to Kieran Call about the young players in the squad and the great learning that they're getting from, you know, this type of night.
Yeah, we've got a great bunch of young talent in that dressing room, you know what I mean? And like say Aidy DeLapp, young Shane McNamee, you know, Jack Malone, you know, there's a load of talent in that room. And I mean, they're going to get a chance. They have had chances in the past, and I'm sure they'll get chances in the future because they're a great talent.
Disappointed they have dropped 2 points. At least it's not a defeat. You've got a point out of it. You've got another home game next week, so all focus on that now.
Yeah, the gaffer won't let us, you know, dwell on that too much. It's a point, it's a clean sheet, but on another night it could have been 3 points. But yeah, we move on. We've got a massive home game next week against Sligo, and it's up to us to rectify the chances that we missed tonight.
Just a word on a cup draw. I'm delighted to get a home draw.
Delighted to get a home draw. Yeah, I was there. The gaffer sent me up to Dublin. I was there for the draw, and yeah, we'll take a home draw against Wexford, but again, it's not going to be any easy game.